future.
Okay.
Thank you for your testimony. I think I know we have one more testifier for sure, maybe two. Mr. Gerber, are you going to testify?
I'll be quick.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Ben Gerber. I represent the Chamber of Commerce. I just wanted to express our support on the for the House language on page R10, lines 9.27 and 9.31. We think this is really important to include. I know in conversation with some of the advocates as well as legislators that one of the intents of the bill is to make sure that people that have expunged records are hired, and I think making sure that a business isn't liable for anything, any civil issues for someone that has an expunged record. It makes sense. It gets to the intent of the legislation. It's a good piece of policy, and I want to thank Representative Moline, especially for including that in her bills and a friendly amendment in the House, and I hope that Senator Champion and the senators will agree that it's a good piece to have in the bill. So with that, I'll conclude. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Thank you.
If you could please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Katie Turan, and today I'm going to tell you my story in regard specifically to the time period required to be able to apply for an expungement. So I've been convicted of a second-degree possession of a controlled substance and aiding and abetting check forgery. I committed these crimes in 2003 and 2005, respectively. Let's fast forward now through the past 9 years of rehabilitation to my life. I had a child after my last arrest, which I subsequently chose adoption due to my inability to care for myself at the time, and that was in 2005. I opted for an open adoption, and I continue to see my son, and he is an inspiration to me every day. I then moved in with my family, whom without their support, I might not have made it through to the other side. Others are not as lucky as me to have a large network of love and support surrounding them at all times. I began taking baby steps, completing all requirements of my probation, getting a job at my neighborhood Subway, and immersing myself in my church, another huge source of love and support for me. I believe that completely starting over was the key to my long-term success. I tempered my growth to ensure I fully understood my capabilities and was able to handle my usage triggers and stressors. Quickly moving up the ranks at Subway built a sense of self-worth in me that I hadn't felt since I was a child. I took pride in my work, and it was a privilege to be given the chance to run my own store as a manager just after being with the company for 1 year. Throughout the following year, my drive and motivation was growing to become a contributing member of the community, so the next logical step was to go to college. In early 2008, I took my first class at Normandale Community College, and it literally changed my life. I was inspired in such a profound way that after the first semester, I knew I had to make a change in my work to attend full-time. I continued to go part-time and work full-time as a manager for 6 more months. After 1 year as a manager, I quit and became a full-time student. I asked an academic advisor to help guide me in the most efficient manner through my studies. After I tentatively decided I would try to get into Carlson School of Management, she told me to get involved on campus as much as possible. I was voted in as senator later that week, and later I became the vice president of the student senate while being the president of the program board, a peer mentor to new students, as well as an active member of the honor society on campus, Phi Theta Kappa. I surrounded myself with every successful student I wanted to be like and learned from them. Before graduation, I received the President's Award for my 3 years of nonstop dedication to the growth of Normandale, myself, and the students attending. After graduation in 2011, I transferred to the Carlson School of Management and had achieved something so great that it's still almost surreal. At the same time, I had a son that has further deepened my sense of purpose, to be able to give him the life that he deserves, a mother who can provide. Carlson School has equipped me with the tools to be a highly competitive applicant in the job pool. This is proven through my 3 job offers that I've received upon graduation. To illustrate, I've been offered jobs from Wells Fargo in their Leadership Pipeline program, which selectively chooses students across the country to participate in a year-long immersion/mentorship program in their field of interest, which is mine is marketing. That offer was later rescinded due to a no-tolerance policy on criminal backgrounds. Next, SPS Commerce, a large local technology company, told me the only reason they would not be able to offer me a job was due to my criminal background, but to call them in 5 years. Finally, MetLife offered me a position in their sales trainee program. 2 weeks ago, that offer was rescinded due to my criminal background. The reason I'm telling you this is to emphasize my ability to be an employee that companies believe to be an asset to their organization. I understand due to my past, I have forfeited the privilege to work for certain companies, and I appreciate that. What I don't understand is the perpetual punishment I have to endure after close to a decade. With the House bill, I won't be able to apply for an expungement until 2019. It will have been 14 years since I committed a crime. My question to this committee is, how am I supposed to live to my full potential and give back all that has been given to me if I cannot be forgiven? Rehabilitation is possible. Thank you.
Ms. Tran, thank you for sharing your story. I think those are exactly the kind of stories we're trying to address with this sort of reform to give people a second chance. My question for you is, what were the probationary, maybe you said this, what were the probationary periods for both of those convictions?
For the secondary possession, it was 25 years probation.
Wow.
Which I was released early after I appealed after 10 years. I was charged in 2003 and I was released on probation in 2011.
And then
the other one was 5 years.
Okay. Are you off of probation on the other one?
Correct. Both of them, I was released in 2011.
So then you've only been off probation for 3 years.
Correct.
And so those were felony convictions?
Yes.
Okay.
The first one was reduced to a misdemeanor after finishing probation.
Well, Minnesota, I know, has one of the longest probationary periods in the country, but I mean, under the Senate language, 5 years since the discharge of probation. So even under the Senate language, you wouldn't qualify for expungement for another 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Under the House language, you wouldn't qualify for another eight minus five. It's been a long day. Another 5 years. So, wow. I mean, that's kind of incredible considering that your convictions were in 2003 and 2005, which was quite some time ago. So thank you for sharing that with us. Are there... Senator Goodwin?
I just have a comment. I appreciate your testimony because it's not easy to come before us and talk about your past crimes in your past life, and I just want to congratulate you for how far you've come. If we can do something here to help, I would like to do that, and maybe some of the other members would like to do that too, but you definitely deserve, that's a tough thing, to raise a child, to work, and to go to school all at the same time, so it shows that you really do have a lot going for you, and hopefully can help you get that job somehow. At least this is the first time we've come this far on mm-hmm. an expungement bill like this, so hopefully we'll get something here for you.
Thank you.
Are there questions, Senator Peterson? No. Other questions from members? No. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that in the audience that would like to be heard? Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to be heard? Going once. I think we'll close public testimony at this time. I think have a time set for when we'll reconvene.
Madam Chair, what would be your pleasure for us to reconvene tomorrow and maybe talk about those things that we can or think that we can agree upon immediately, and then at least that will narrow down, you know, continue to chip away at it. And then if there are provisions where we need some additional language or testimony, at least that we'll have that clarity. But I think the faster we can get together and sort of look at the things that we can or cannot accept, that'll help us move this along.
Yeah, and I think we have all the information that we need based on the testimony. I think that, you know, the House would prefer to limit the number of meetings necessary in order to finalize a committee report here. So, do you?
You want? Yeah, we could come and make an offer, or you guys can make an offer. Any way that you want to do it is fine with us.
Okay. Well, maybe let's plan on that then, and then tomorrow afternoon reconvening at some point.
Yep.
And then you guys want to go right now?
Tomorrow afternoon. About what time are we thinking? What time are you guys going in the session?
Could we finish while we're in session so we don't have to stay after session?
Yeah. Yes.
It's Friday, right?
Yes. So we'll need to get together and talk about what our offer is going to be.
Senator Champion?
Upstairs?
Yes.
What if we had an offer to you by noon? Do you think you then could have an offer back to us within a couple of hours?
Yes.
And we then could post them so that the public can see what is proposed, or would you anticipate that you'd want to get together quick, walk through the offer, and then come back? And
what I would like to do is, if you guys are going to give us the first offer, which would be great, then we can walk through it and consider it. And then a couple hours later, then we can come back and react, because it shouldn't take us that long to do that and give you our, you know, perspective.
Okay. Is that okay?
Toy on. Up for anything.
Okay.
All right. We'll plan on that then.
So we'll meet you guys here at noon? Or where at noon?
We'll get a room.
We'll get a room. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions from members?
You go to that one. Okay.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
I talked to